Hey guys, it's me, and you're listening to Space Out. So, today's episode is gonna be like just like a light touch on time dilation. And just disclaimer, this is not at all like this just like nicks the surface of like what time dilation is. So, like, you're gonna hear this, but I would advise you to do like any extra research for any extra questions, or ask me in the poll that I've set up on Spotify. Okay, now let's get into it. Now, so like the whole theory of time dilation is basically based over that time is not absolute, right? Like, that would be really simple, but time is relative. And what that means is just like, like, it means that when you're somewhere, like, if you're on a road, and it's like a two-way lane, right? And then, so you're going left, or not left, but you're going one way, and the other person is going the opposite way, right? When you cross them, they look like they're really fast relative to you. But to someone else who's going faster than him or slower than him, it might not be the same, right? So, and Einstein was like, well, this might apply to the speed of light. Like, the speed of light is the only thing that's constant, right? So he's like, then if things go up to the speed of light, it changes. Like, let's say that there's two twins, right? There's twin A and twin B. Twin A is on Earth and she's 10, and twin B, he's in space. Okay, and he left at 10, and he's going at 50% the speed of light. Okay, he's gonna go somewhere and come back. He's gonna be younger than then twin A, because twin B, like, time slows down for the person who's going, for any object that's going near the speed of light. And also with like high gravitational pulls, the same thing occurs. Like, no rules change. So like even in the Earth, like, if someone has there's this one person who has spent enough time on the International Space Station, so it may not seem like much, but he has aged 0.001 seconds less than all of us on Earth. So, like, and for something as small as Earth, that's a huge deal. And we're saying this as space and time is one fabric. Like, black holes, their gravitational pull is massive, right? And that doesn't only bend space, it also bends time. So like the event horizon, that basically means like if I'm watching someone go into a black hole, at the event horizon, he's no longer gonna seem like he's moving to me because of the really, really large time dilation. Also, there's this widely false paradox, okay, and it's called the twin paradox. And what that is that let's say that two astronauts turn 20, right, and then one goes to space at like 90% of the speed of light, and one stays on Earth, and it's a 20-year journey. Like, in 20 years, they're gonna meet back. So, twin A says, "Well, like, I'm gonna be I'm older than you because time slows down." But then twin B says, "Well, maybe I'm not moving, and it's the whole galaxy or the universe that's moving around me. And, like, we can say that's a paradox, but in technicality, no. Like, that's not how it works. Like, it all depends on relativity. Like if you're not moving and you see someone that's going 60 miles an hour on a road, you're like, wow, that guy's going fast. But if you're going 59 miles an hour and he's going 60 miles an hour, it's not that much of a difference. Like, he's going the same speed as you, but in technicality, he's going a bit faster. So, there are the wonders of relativity. And, like though this isn't, like, this just nicks the surface about all this, like, I would highly recommend you to do some more research and ask any questions that you have. And, bye!